To someone who hasn't been snorkeling in Scotland, I would say definitely try it. It's amazing down there.
If you've never done it before, it makes everything so much better.
It's so blue, you wouldn't even expect it to be so blue, but it is really vibrant under there.
You just go through all these layers, and passageways and fronds are sort of dangling. Everything sort of reaches up and floats down. And
there was a point when we swam across quite a deep part of the water, and there was an island and it came up in front of us. But before I saw anything, I saw this long, long seaweed tresses reaching up from beneath me, and it was so eerie, but in a very beautiful, like, way.
Just something out of a storybook, like a Studio Ghibli animation, and that, to me, is just... I, like, watch movies to get that feeling, but I was there.
It was like, I had no idea how beautiful kelp is, because you're seeing it in its habitat moving rather than just, like, washed up on a beach. And I think that was a big thing as well, like seeing a habitat that is moving, like you would look at trees and they move in the wind.
You were just suspended over this meadow of blades of grass, but it's kind of hazy. But the gold, like the golden light was shining right on them. And there were all these little creatures and amongst them, the little snake-locks anemones growing on them. And I found this nudibranch and it was swimming away and I kept losing it. And I found this pipefish just on the edge of the meadow. And it was just a really nice place to explore.
The characters of the creatures that we saw, that's how you connect with things, their personalities. And I think from the crabs to the langoustines to the octopus, all of them had their own ways of moving, their own ways of trying to escape. and for me, that was what made me remember that they have the same desires and needs, I mean, ultimately, to just live as we do.
Everything's like, oh, what's that? And what's that? And what's that? And it's just like, when you have no clue, everything is fresh.
Light bulb sea squirts. Bizarre. And then you've got all the fish. There's so many fish. There's like all these tiny little fish. They don't care that you're there. They're just drifting around. And then you've got bigger fish, and you can follow them.
We also swam with a barrel jellyfish. That was a real moment, actually. I think they're so beautiful. They're so ghost-like, but so graceful.
Life forms just sort of floating past and getting on with their business, and you know, and then we're just these big things that come past looking with our goggles on.
I was surprised at how much visual stimulation there was, and after the first couple of snorkels I felt a little bit spaced out, to be honest, because there's just so much to see.
It just really, I think it'll just stay with me forever. It's almost like a dream. I can drop back into it when I close my eyes. Just imagine that different landscape.
I've seen so much new stuff, eh? I think if everybody knew that the stuff that is in the sea is in the sea, they'd be a lot more into the sea.
There's life in so many forms, so many more ways than our tiny brains could ever comprehend, and I think that's, yeah. That's it for me, really.
I felt like I was being a little seal or something. I really, really, again, just felt so present in the environment.
I'm going to buy another mask to make sure I've got enough gear in my house that when my friends come round, I can be like, right, we're going snorkeling.
I want people to be able to properly imagine what's down there instead of looking out at the sea and not seeing it or not identifying with it.
Don't get a glimpse of it from the land, so that's why it's just like going into this other world. It really is through a portal.
Snorkeling was composed and produced by Nicolette MacLeod as part of the Snorkeling Artist Residency here in the west coast of Scotland at our Hope Spot, with thanks to the Friends of the Sound of Jura and my fellow snorkeling artists.